closer.
The food I miss the most is my great-grandmother's chicken and homemade chicken and noodles. The only time I got it was at family reunions because that was really the only time I got to see my great-grandmother because she lived in another state and we lived in Illinois. And the reason why I loved it, because one, it was good, it was homemade, and it was great. But when we went to family reunions, the way they set it up was, and you know, as a kid, this is imprinted on my mind, but they set it up so you would have one long table with all the hot food, and then you would have a shorter table with all the sweets, the cakes and cookies and stuff. And the only way that me and my twin brother could go eat cookies and cakes was we had to eat something off the hot food first, or my mom wouldn't let us go eat cookies and cakes. The only thing we liked on the hot, you know, food table was my great-grandmother's chicken and noodles, homemade chicken and noodles. So we would get that, and we'd hurry up and eat that, and then we would go run to the cookies and cakes and pile up on that and stuff. And I actually miss my great-grandmother's chicken and noodles because prison food is so bad. The chicken and noodles here is definitely not homemade and definitely doesn't come close to any family member's chicken and noodles, let alone my great-grandmother's. And the other reason why I love my great-grandmother's chicken and noodles, of course, it represents freedom and happy times in my life before this whole prison journey started. So that's my favorite food, and that's the food I miss the most.
How you doing, MA Diaries? What food I miss the most? I'll have to go with pizza, Supreme Pizza. Pizza Hut, who makes it, and what makes it special is all its toppings, its flavoring, the dough, and most definitely buffalo wings and ranch. That is my blood. My number one food that I love the most is most definitely pizza.
Lasagna is one of the foods that I miss the most. I like it with three different types of meat, hamburger, sausage, and pepperonis. Also with three types of cheese, mozzarella, American cheese, and a little cheddar. I like it with that special Sicilian sauce, too. It's one of my favorite dishes. And last time I had it, almost over 30 years, I miss it a lot. Can't wait till I can taste that again.
Well, food I miss the most is Puerto Rican food because part of my culture, and I don't get it here at all. In prison, they don't know how to make Spanish food in here. I really miss Puerto Rican rice, acapulquias, papayanas, pasteles, miss all of it.
Yeah, this is Marcus Carter. The one food that I miss the most, I would have to say, is my sister's nachos. She used to get Doritos, the regular Doritos in the red bag, the nacho cheese ones, and then she used to get this can of jalapeno cheese. She get the jalapeno cheese, she get some ground beef for some little sausages and other little meats, blend it all together, put it on top of the nachos with the cheese and the jalapenos. Oh man, that was one of my favorite meals. And you know, it's like, man, my mouth is watering right now just thinking about it. You know, my sister used to make that for me. I remember that the last time I ate that was in 2003. That's the last time I had our nachos. Shoot, I go home in maybe a year, some change. Maybe I'll have her make some again, because I really miss that. Well, that's it.
So I would have to say it's called Italian Delight. It is kind of like a goulash. It's got pretty much everything. It's got vegetables. It's got pasta. It has olives and stuff. There's a whole bunch of different things that go into it. And my grandmother used to make it, and my mom used to make it. And it's probably, we used to eat it a lot when we went to grandma's house, when we all lived in L.A., So then mom started making it. So I would I would have to say that's probably the one that I missed the most. Just because it was a time when the family was all together and we were all eating together. And the last time I had it, I think, is when my sister, one of my younger sisters, and I were living together in Oregon. And I think that was the last time I had it, when she and I tried to make it, and it took us all day. So, but yeah, that was the meal that I missed the most. It's called Italian Delight. And like I said, it's just like a big goulash. That's kind of what it is. And it was really good. In fact, my brother, who doesn't like olives, they had to make a separate one for him without olives, so it didn't have olives in it. And I know it had cheese on top now when they made it. So, but yeah, that's the main thing that I miss in here, and the real taste of food. We don't get real food in here. They attempt it, but they don't know what they're doing. They have no cooks, and they have no way of knowing how to make anything, especially with the wrong ingredients. But anyways, yeah, as far as home-cooked meal, that's the one I missed the most, Italian Delight.
Oh, I really miss Mexican food, tacos, burritos, enchiladas. My family used to make some of it, or I would get it from the grocery store at Rancho Markets. But yeah, carne asada, avocado. So I ate it about, last time I had carne asada and avocado was over 7 years ago, but it was so, so delicious and good. So, but I'm into all kinds of food and cooking. So, yeah.
Hi everyone. This is Stephen Maxim again. How are you guys? Well, I guess this week I needed to talk about my favorite food, but it's not just one food. There are like three of them that I miss the most, and I miss steak, I miss cheeseburgers, and I miss BLTs. But all these was what I used to make on my own, and when I ate it, it made me feel like I was in heaven. I can't wait to get out of here to have those again. I really miss those foods. They're like my most favorite. And thank you, guys.
My favorite food was, well, one of my favorite foods was salmon croquette and rice. It was made by my grandmother. And she used to make it every Thursday, sometimes Wednesday, and whenever we requested it, and it was delicious. She put all kind of onions and bell peppers and red peppers. It was probably one of the most delicious dishes that I ever had, probably ever would have. I don't think anybody else would be able to make it the way that she made it. But it's also something that I would probably be able to eat every day if she was still here to make it for me, but she's no longer with me. But that was one of my most delicious dishes, and probably always will be of all time.